With your money briefing, I'm J.R. Whalen. It's a scary thought, but many Americans are one car repair bill away from being in household financial dire straits. We'll run the numbers in a moment. First, these money and market stories you need to know. A key measure of inflation took off last month to the fastest annual clip since 2012, as robust spending by consumers to the tune of a 0.4% rise steadily pushed up prices for goods and services across the economy. As compared to July 2017, the Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index was up 2.3%. That's the biggest increase since early 2012. With an eye toward customer health and a nod to its investors, Starbucks plans to reduce the high sugar level in its Frappuccinos, which have scared away increasingly health-conscious consumers and hurt sales. A 16-ounce mocha Frappuccino contains 410 calories. That compares with 250 in a roughly 2-ounce Snickers bar. The Wall Street Journal's Julie Jargon reports the company figured that if it could remove some of the sugar and calories from Frappuccinos, customers would buy more of them, particularly in the afternoon, when people typically buy them as a treat. In fiscal 2015, at Starbucks U.S. company-operated cafes, sales of the blended Frappuccinos rose 17% and represented 14% of revenue. But sales have dropped 3% this year through May. And the real estate recovery has triggered a new trend in high-end housing, less is more. The Wall Street Journal Real Estate Bureau spotlights the rise of so-called undercover luxury homes, properties with modest exteriors and more lavish interiors, with subtlety, normalcy, and privacy in mind. And the National Association of Realtors is on board, saying that basic yard care and improvement, as opposed to fancy patios and swimming pools, often yield the highest sale returns. As Americans hit the road for the Labor Day holiday weekend, their personal finances are rounding a corner and coming up on a dangerous intersection. Many could face a financial emergency as the result of just one car repair bill, and it has everything to do with the lack of savings. Gabe Garoni is vice president of Ally Insurance, and he joins us with details and some tips to help avoid the sticker shock of car repair. So, Gabe, this comes as the result of a recent survey Ally did with about 2,000 Americans.
More than half of those individuals had a major car repair of $500 or more in the last 5 years.
And a sizable number of those polled said they had to spend well north of $500 for a car repair.
That is correct, yeah. 58% of those polled spent $1,000 or more, and 33% of those polled spent more than $2,000.
And this is stacked alongside the Federal Reserve's recent study that paints a bleak picture of a lack of savings.
Recent Federal Reserve study, 41% of adults either could not pay for a $400 emergency expense or would need to borrow money to cover that type of an expense. An expense, well, as we know, like a car repair.
And Gabe, this lack of savings is not because of a lack of cash in hand.
Not necessarily. It's more a result of spending going up. We've seen credit card usage on the rise. We've seen loans on the rise. It's just simply that, unfortunately, as Americans, we don't typically have enough money saved for unexpected expenses.
So, Gabe, you have a couple of smart tips for car owners to help ease the burden of car repair costs.
Yeah, absolutely. Consumers can use vehicle service contracts for financial security and peace of mind. A vehicle service contract, a better way to think of it would be an extension of a manufacturer's warranty or an extended warranty. They go by multiple names, can also be referred to as mechanical breakdown insurance. But VSCs, or a vehicle service contract, can turn unexpected expenses into manageable ones. Customers should do their homework, shop around for the best possible coverage for their given situation, and also really consider the costs of not having a working vehicle or having a sizable out-of-pocket expense that you can't afford to pay.
I guess, repair costs are inevitable, and like you said, it's a good idea to budget those costs into the calculations when you're mapping out financially buying a car.
Yeah, that's really the best course of action. It's not a matter of if a vehicle is going to break down, it's a matter of when. And we know that vehicles, they're our livelihood, right? For most of us, it's how we get to and from work, it's how we live our lives. Being without a vehicle is a very stressful moment and it can be very expensive as well.
All right, that is Gabe Garoni. He's vice president of Ally Insurance and he's joining us via Skype. Gabe, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
And that's your money briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for the Wall Street Journal.